Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
She broke my things?
Across the space.
Hey, everyone. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Woo! Alice's Morning Show. We're broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House. Vinny is directing traffic. Oh, they're going that way. Direct them over to the side. Vinny is an air marshal today.
Yeah.
Did you notice they didn't look at me at all?
No. I don't know how they looked at me.
I was bringing you in. All right, well. Enough of that.
People need to start paying attention to your directives.
Well, maybe they're like, I'm not a plane. Because that is what I am, an air marshal, everyone, just so you know.
I don't even know what a plane is.
They're like, we don't need to see your lights. We hear your voice.
Yeah. Don't come to my voice. So we're doing our Halloween broadcast. Man, we've been talking about this. Thanks, everybody, who showed up. I see that we have a sexy cop down there, or possibly one of those ladies that a dominant.
Dominatrix.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you? Human,
wait.
Come on.
Sorry, it's all the way in the back.
I mean, I know you have a gallbladder problem, but come on.
He doesn't have a problem with it anymore.
What are you?
I'm the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency.
Oh. Wow. This is how they dress now. This is 2019.
Who knew?
This is equal opportunity.
I got to get out of here.
They are pretty hot now.
Do you have any Halloween? Do you have any Halloween parties tonight?
No, not.
This is it?
This is it.
This is your party. We'll try and make it good for you.
Thank you.
Now sit down. I was totally kidding. She sat right down. Oops. Oh, well. So Unhinged is something that's running here at the Winchester Mystery House. I love this place. First of all, from the outside, it just looks like a beautiful mansion.
Right.
And then the more you walk around, you're like, what's this room for? And what about this one? And also, this doesn't seem to go anywhere. What was that woman thinking?
Oh, no, but fine purveyor of weapons. So
we will begin. This one isn't it's not a scary one.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I mean, it's sad.
I'll go with it, Sarah. You have to tell me.
Yeah, just change your story. That's what I did.
You can't read her mind.
Try to read my mind. It's annoying.
So I have very sad news for people who love celebrity couples and want them to stay together forever. It doesn't ever happen.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Who is it now?
I guess Paul Newman and is it Joanne Woodward?
Joanne Woodward.
They were together for
They stayed
Many
together.
Years.
Yeah, that's one
Probably
long one.
Probably 52 years or something like that.
You know who's pulled it off in a remarkable fashion is Annette Bening and Dick Tracy.
Yeah. Yep.
What's that guy's name?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Yep. They did.
They're still together.
They got four kids. Yeah. Look, there's still time for them to break up.
They've already outlasted the.
Right.
They break up now, they've 20 years?
Oh, easily. Yeah. I think they have kids that are 20 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know. It feels like they've been together a really long time.
Right.
Well, this is one I just expected to last forever. Mm. Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp.
You did?
No. Oh. Did you?
No.
You did? Oh, I miss your reactions. anyway, after 8 years together, and actually not really 8 years together, because I think they got together in like 2011, and then in 2014, they broke up. A couple years even. I thought that was just kaput. And then they got back together a couple years ago and decided to get engaged.
Bad idea.
Because, of course.
It's a bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea? Game over. You seem to have been engaged for forever. Seems to be working out for you.
I'm talking about their scenario, not mine.
Oh, all right.
Let's stand.
You were right about the maple syrup. I got it everywhere.
Yeah.
If you see me licking different parts, I'm not a cat. I'm just covered in maple syrup. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when your mom used to, like, lick a tissue?
Yep. Yeah.
And then you, like, smell like her spit afterward. You're like, no, mom, no.
And your mom smoked.
Oh, God.
You got smoke breath on your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least your mom only ate Oreos.
So Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp, they called it off. They're saying all kinds of great things about each other. They've split. She'd had enough, said a source.
Of what?
Enough of what?
Whatever it was. He says, let me see if I have the thing where
she
says.
She had enough of living in, what, Indiana?
Is that where? Yeah.
Yeah. Indiana. That's where his big place is.
That's
a little
where his
small
music,
town? What is it?
His music plays in regular rotation. Uh-huh. When I drove cross country, it's been a while, but there are radio stations still playing him in major rotation.
I am sure.
Jack and Diane is a hot hit.
That is what a song.
That's little Diddy.
About Jack and Diane. Two Mexican kids growing up in the hot land.
Oh,
I was waiting for our audience to sing.
Yeah, the whole room. You don't know this song? What's with you
Jackie
guys?
Jackie gonna be
Oh, look at you guys.
There
now.
You go. Diane's a debutante backseat. Jackie's gone. There you go. Oh. Yeah! Come on, baby. It's a Halloween sing-along. Just kidding. All right, here's what John Mellencamp had to say. Okay. Because it's not exactly clear what she's had enough of. But a couple years ago in an interview, he said...
I hope he says, you know, girls are always trying to make you do stuff.
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what he's saying here. And he says, I think it's because I'm a child.
Uh-huh.
I throw fits, I gripe, I complain, and I'm moody.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually
that
says...
That describes me to a T.
She hates me to death. She was spotted at the... some governor's awards, the Academy of Motion, you know,
governor's ball.
People
or something.
Giving themselves awards left and right. This is in Hollywood. She looks stunning.
Meg Ryan did.
That's what they're saying here.
Yeah.
Well, she walked the red carpet
she's a beautiful
without
lady.
Mellencamp, and then they noticed she didn't have her freaking ring on. What the?
What's your ring?
Let's see. She spoke to In Style following her engagement. Today, I'm happy to. Yes, I'm going to get married at some point. But for now, this engagement thing is a state of grace. She was married to Dennis Quaid for 10 years. They have a son, Jack. She's got a daughter, Daisy True Ryan.
With Russell Crowe?
I don't know. I don't know who that daughter
You don't know
with.
Who the daughter's with?
I don't.
Oh, I thought it was with
I truly
Quaid.
Do. I don't know. They say that she's got a kid with him. They share a son. And she has a daughter, Daisy True Quaid. I don't know.
Huh. Daisy's adopted.
Oh, Daisy's adopted?
Oh. All right.
Well, they're confusing us. I would think they put that in here, you know. Most of all, she says, what I'm ambitious for in the 12 hours a day that I'm awake. Bitch sleeps for 12 hours a day?
I don't need to hear that right now.
Gotta get me an acting job. What the?
I'm praying to get 4 solid.
You bitch.
Yeah. What I'm ambitious for in the 12 hours a day that I'm awake is my kids' happiness. I just am. I'm either figuring out how to provide for them. Okay. Figuring out how to say it right. Figuring out all those mom things. I want them to be happy.
Shut up.
Sounds
Shut
like
up.
She should get behind a plow and find out what hard work's all about. Ask me. Spend a day in a mine.
All right. Thanks, Calamity.
You're welcome.
Hey, so this Johnny Depp thing. Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah. One day we're going to find out she has, like, double personalities.
We already
triple
do. We've already found out. It's clear.
I've only been with her for a little while, but I can tell you there's thousands in here. She is legion.
All right, so in the worst possible way, it's Halloween. Yeah, pure evil. Thank you. Rotten black... stone heart. Thank you. Okay. Death. So, Johnny Depp.
Whoa! Whoa! You dropped Johnny!
What are you doing to Johnny?
Whoa! Why'd you do that to Johnny for?
Oh, my God.
So funny. So, you remember, like, I mean, I just did not believe that this management group had stolen any money from him. I really thought to myself, no, they didn't. you're just bad at money. You have no, and you won't drink a bottle of wine that's not $30,000. Like, I really believed there's no way he's getting a dime out of these people. They were like, oh, yeah, we procured loans for him. We were doing this and that and the other thing. He just got an 8-figure settlement.
Whoa!
Whoa is right.
Do you have any more details on that settlement or just 8 figures?
I really don't. And one of the problems is that we don't have a printer here. And most of the story is behind this picture, if you can see that. See, did you pull it up?
This
see,
might be a 50,
there's the bottom of the story.
50 million?
50 million? That is solid money. Oh, he settles his $50 million malpractice suit against his ex-lawyers. Scroll down and see if it's, because he settled it. I doubt he settled it for 50 mil. Let's see what he settled it for.
Maybe, let's see, settled 50 million.
Da-da-da. They're not.
No.
There's, you know, this stuff is private. Everything else not private. This is very private. Yeah, anyway, it looks like he, no difference. Oh, hold on. $10 million. It looks like about $10 million.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
exact terms are confidential. Depp's payout was around $10 million.
Here, I have something about a settlement
of $25 million
against TMG. Is that who? Is that the name?
I think that is the management group. Yeah,
$25 million now settled. $25 million.
Well, that's better than $10 million. My math serves.
It's not. You know what's not surprising is that these. He's not the first artist, especially drunken artist, that got taken advantage of.
Right.
When they're spending the way they do.
Not able to account for it themselves.
And they're ripped part of the time. The management people, I mean, look at the musicians who've had everything taken from them. And it's like when they come off tour.
After 10 years of touring,
they go, where's my money? And it turns out the person they trusted was taking it. Or in some cases, I want to say it was like someone in Billy Joel's family that robbed all. They took everything from him.
That's right. It was like a brother.
I don't remember. I can't access that right now.
I don't remember that. Billy Joel.
The Ram is not.
I don't have that information available.
Listen, you pulled better than Ezra out yesterday. I was.
But I want to. Someone in his family. I want to say.
Yeah, it's pretty common. These are people who are artists, or you know, whatever their deal is. They are focused on the work, and they've hired people that they can hopefully trust to manage whatever fortune comes their way.
It says that Billy Joel lost $90 million by trusting his ex-brother-in-law.
Boom. Oh, it is a brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. $90 million.
And you know what's trippy? I think most of us do like being able to trust, or at least think we can
right.
trust someone.
Well, that's the whole point.
And then pull off and not be up their butt.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I mean, you know what I mean, right? I don't mean...
Sure. You don't want to, right, you're not an accountant,
right.
So you don't want to crawl up an accountant's butt.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable. So I think Floyd Mayweather has it right.
Forget all
this management. Forget, if you start getting big checks, you just put them in an account. Just put them in there. High interest.
My money doesn't need to work
account.
For me. It's piled up.
Right. I'm working to get out from under it.
Except nobody
can I get
makes
a table dance.
Nobody makes his paychecks. Nobody.
No. Well, that's
so
you know
that's
sure there is
that.
He can just put it right there and not have right. to worry about growing it. He's like, if it grows any bigger, it's gonna bust out of this bank. Oh, can you imagine if you had?
Oh, look at that fake baby.
Where's the fake baby?
Hold on, let's see what's going on.
That's
here.
A real baby. Yeah.
That's the lady who won the Mother's
wow.
Day, Mother yeah. for a Day, the Alice Contest.
This thing is so fake, it looks real. What are you dressed as?
Lumberjacks.
I thought you were Calamity Jane with the baby.
No.
Well, that's how dirty Calamity Jane's face should be.
Pull the baby string, what does the baby say?
Goo goo ga ga goo goo goo.
Nothing.
That's what the baby
this
says.
This is your chance.
Goo, goo, ga, ga, ga.
What's the baby's name?
Mateo.
He's like, hey, you guys talking to me? That baby is almost as creepy as the baby that's in my closet. That's a good-looking baby. Oh,
we got something out of the baby. Mateo.
What else we got from Mateo? That sounds
evil. Like Isla.
Hey, we have a controversial costume.
Oh,
should we all be offended by The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh. Well.
Isn't this costume banned everywhere?
Sexy little underneath of the handmaid. I mean,
I love it.
They wear just like very dowdy things.
Good morning.
Hello.
Love the show.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Handmaids or ours?
Our both.
All of it.
So I just want to be entertained. Put it in front of me, and I'm going to sit back and watch it. So I don't understand why a sexy handmaid.
Well, how are the handmaids normally? What do they wear?
They're not sexy.
Really?
Because they're there.
Are you a handmaid? Because you don't have the white top cap thing that they have. Just like ish.
Yeah.
Like handmaid-esque also.
You have to make this because the costume's banned throughout the world.
It's not banned.
It's not banned.
Let me see if I can
I thought certain stores are selling it because people are offended, right?
I go to stores. Can I get it on Amazon?
People are always offended. I'm checking right now.
You're okay.
Here's to, you know what? Here's to Margaret Atwood. And
well, say the phrase to her.
Which
Blessed day.
Blessed day.
Yeah, you can find
say it.
Say
it back, or how's that work?
No, she says, may the Lord open.
Oh.
What does that mean, right?
May the Lord open.
Thank you. Hot.
Blessed be the fruit.
Of thy own Jesus.
Oh, that reminds me. Since we're talking about Jesus, I'm going to do this Jesus.
Jesus
says. No, I'm doing it.
Be respectful now. Come on.
Nobody can say no when Jesus says. Nobody can say no when Jesus says.
Uh-oh.
Nobody can say no when Jesus says. Nobody can say no. Dangerous.
Jesus has said yes, everyone. Jesus has said yes. Kanye West.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Oh,
Jesus is king,
yeah.
everyone.
Did you mean Yeezus?
I mean Yeezy. Yeezus. Kanye, or Ye, Yeezus.
Uh-huh.
He believes that the massive tax refund that he received this year is a gift from God.
Okay.
During his appearance on Carpool Karaoke on Monday.
Did you watch that?
No, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
It's on YouTube.
So
is it the one he's on the plane, right, with the choir?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's a Carpool Karaoke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On a plane with a choir?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing with all your newfound free time? You're watching YouTube?
No, someone sent it to me.
All right, well,
Someone sent it to him.
Please.
He got this year. Oh, just try to imagine this happening to you. You might believe God sent it to you as well. He got a tax return check. You know, the one that they're not taking anything else. It's just back. Like that beautiful check that you're like, oh, mine, all mine. $68 million in a tax return, a gift from God. $68 million he got this year, a big check for that. He believes it's due to him becoming a born-again Christian. Probably is. He says, God is using me to show off. Last year, I made $115 million and still ended up $35 million in debt. He's like a Johnny Depp. This year, I looked up and I just got $68 million returned to me on my tax returns. People need to hear from someone that's been put into debt by the system talk about these types of numbers now that they're in service to Christ. So the IRS refund, I'm sure it is from God. But basically, he's reaping the benefits of a massive tax rate that they say he can thank Donald Trump for. He shouldn't be thanking God. He should be thanking the Donald. And it helps that he finds himself at the head of a church now. As you may
have
heard.
Oh, he's got a church, too? Yeah.
As you may have heard, churches are tax exempt.
Wow. So him and...
I got the answers, man.
I don't have the
answers,
man.
What's that guy's name?
Donald Trump?
No, the guy in Houston? Jeffrey?
Oh, Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
I actually saw some story a week or two ago where Kanye was hanging out with Joel Osteen.
Oh. Yeah, he's meeting with a lot of pastors.
Well,
right
listen.
Yeah, learning how to cheat everyone.
Well, he's,
I got to figure out how to get all this money.
Too much.
God gave you a plane? I'll ask him for one, too.
No, I'm going to ask for two of them.
He's meeting with all these pastors to figure out how to do a church right, start a church. Because right now, his thing is just invite only.
Okay. Wow, that was silent.
Silence.
Hey, everyone, listen to this, please. I got liposuction.
Hurry up with my damn croissant. Ah. I love him. I hate him, but I love him so much.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
I just said that.
Well, some people are saying that he's going into with all the church music because of his bad deal with Jay-Z.
Oh.
Jay-Z owns, yeah. Jay-Z owns a lot of his stuff. So if he does this other, he swings another way, he's going to be able to keep all the rights to everything that he does.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what I read last week or something.
Jay-Z's out to get me.
He did
Beyonce
say that.
Beyonce won't talk to my wife. And leather jogging pants. Anybody ever hear of those before?
What were you going to say, Vinny?
Nothing.
Say it.
What?
No, I don't have anything.
It was one of the rants where he was saying, like, Jay-Z's out to get me or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
his meltdown on stage in Sacramento was, Jay-Z's going to kill me.
Is that when he stopped his tour?
You have that?
Yeah.
Right at that time?
I don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't
but that was in Sacramento. Yeah, uh-huh. He was saying from the stage, Jay-Z's gonna don't have me killed, right?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
remember that.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, at all.
What?
I know you got killers, bro.
That's what he said.
Well, I actually have no doubt that Jay-Z has some killers. I mean, you know, why wouldn't he? You're Jay-Z, for God's sake. Surround yourself with killers. I guess. I don't know what you said.
I don't think you would. I think you'd just be like, yeah, I got a ton of money and a hot wife.
Yeah, I need some killers.
I
gotta keep the riffraff away from me. I'm gonna need some killers.
Kill it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. Watch me dip. Watch me nay nay.
Silent.
Whip. That's what it is.
Watch me whip, right?
Watch me whip. Mm-hmm. Whip. Yeah, watch me nay nay. Okay. Pornhub released the top character and costume searches for Halloween.
I don't do that, by the way.
The top character, like a Frankenstein-type character?
Yeah, that's not one of the top searches, Hooman, but like that. What do you think the top one is?
It's got to be a vampire, right?
Let's see. Vampires are not in the list.
Oh.
Maybe it's because not a lot of chicks are on Pornhub. I don't know.
So it's got to be cosplay stuff, right?
You know, a lot of them are general. The number one, though, is a specific person. And it's, so think Halloween.
Is it your mom?
The nurse.
Nurse is on there. Nurse is number 9.
Specific.
Hold on.
Number 10 is monster, so I guess Frankenstein.
Yeah, see, I was right.
There. You, of course right. You were. You're human.
So anyone have a guess?
Sexy cop or something?
What?
Is it sexy?
French maid.
Oh,
French
that's a good one.
Maid is number 4. Teacher's number 3. Oh.
School girl, that's a good one.
School girl's not on there. People are afraid to search for school girl. That's wrong.
Giant bear head.
No giant bear head. I'm sorry.
Wonder Woman.
No, not Wonder Woman. Actually, I always thought Wonder Woman.
Oh, Catwoman?
Like, really hot. A kitty or a cat at number 7.
Okay.
So that must be like a lady in a cat outfit.
Princess or queen?
Princess is number 8. You guys have named them all
except number 1.
No, except for 5, 2, and 1.
A witch
is not on there. Mm-hmm. At number 5 is a succubus. That's hot. That's a demon who'll do you and implant the seed of the demon. I don't know what she is.
Succubus.
Wow. Succubus. It just sounds kind of hot.
It's open to interpretation, right?
I'm going to type in succubus.
I know.
That sounds like something I want.
I don't know how to spell that.
I just, S-U-C-C.
Uh-huh, C-C. Yeah.
What does it say?
What?
Oh, it's a
female demon believed to have sexual intercourse with a sleeping man.
Hot, the sleepy man.
That's right. I'm pretty sure a succubus got to me last night.
How do you make that happen? You got to be bad or you got to be good?
I think you got to be bad.
Oh, okay.
I think you got to be a bad boy. Number 2 is Joker.
Oh, Joker.
Yeah. Female Joker.
Well, I don't know if it's a female Joker or if it's, you know, chicks looking for the Joker. That Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, maybe they're looking for the Heath Ledger.
Did you see the movie yet or no?
No, I haven't seen it. And number 1 is Harley Quinn, which is not yet. There you see, why didn't you yell it out? You thought it to yourself, and you didn't yell it out.
Do we got any Harley Quinn? Oh, we probably couldn't have make
they'd up. Have to paint their face, right?
Any Harley.
Yeah, so that's there you go. That's the top search on Pornhub. Let's see what that Harley Quinn is up to.
Let's see if I can.
What'd you say?
Nothing, Hooman. Harley Quinn. Time, Ben. What's coming up?
Oh, I got so much stuff, including what a dad did for his kid for this Halloween costume. It's killer. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, there, now we're on. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, broadcasting from the Winchester Mystery House. Some incredible costumes coming by. People are very creative. I want to point out that the Downton Abbey bell wall from down in the servants' quarters
has
How
made
smart
its appearance.
Is this?
It's really smart because
neither one of them are talking. Whoops.
Why aren't you guys talking?
It was her idea.
Wow,
and
we got
you,
that.
You know where the gold mine is.
She doesn't even want to talk about it. She's just so excited. How much do you love Sarah?
A lot.
Oh,
oh.
I love you. I'm the day off and be here.
Oh,
really?
Oh, my God. Did you guys go see the movie?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, let's hear his review. It was so good. You guys got everybody has to watch it. It's so good.
You are Pulled a good right boyfriend in. Or husband or whatever you
husband.
Are.
All right.
Solid. That's you got a solid
years,
man there.
How many years have you guys been together?
2 years. Oh, together. Sorry. Married 2 years. Together 5 years.
So did you guys watch the whole show together?
Yeah, we binged it in the last month. Yeah, we just watched it all.
You
After
are
you talked about it, that's when we binged
that's
it.
That's when you
yes.
started? And how right like, was I? Was I so right or what?
Oh watch Survivor 2?
No. We
oh, oh, Sarah. Come on. Your powers aren't working.
That's all right. It's not for everyone. I've been trying to get Yuzette to watch it for 20 years.
I know. I mean, I watched it in the beginning. I'm just not into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You keep telling me over and over and over
But
again.
I act interested. And yeah, then what too. Happened?
I know. You're actually really good about that. I want to say, I think Yuzette's costume today is one of the most creative because she's like a grown-up Wednesday. So grown-up, she's actually Thursday. We like it. She's actually...
It's Thursday.
It is. It's Thursday. Thursday. And when the music goes, she starts going too.
Music. Sorry.
Oh, she wants something?
Yeah,
that's
hello.
Not music.
I'm living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and fancy sports bras.
Good old Thursday.
Oh my God. Well, we have some butt slapping.
What are you doing?
I can't stop. I can't. I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my load, and a flatbed board. So I'm down to take a look at me. If only you could see this show. You gotta have more cowbell. On that note, I think it's time for the news.
Look, the fake baby's dancing.
Oh. Hey, there's one other costume worth pointing out. I hesitate to point it out, but what are you?
I'm a mommy shark, and I have a baby shark coming in
3 weeks. That is so cute.
It's a girl.
Get up, baby. You're about to do your dance.
Stop playing.
Yeah, play it.
Play the remix.
Turn her around.
Oh, mommy shark. That mommy was the best.
That was adorable.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
You should try doing headstands. That'll turn her over.
That's our clip for the day, Vaughn.
God. Facebook Live, everybody.
That was incredible. Good job.
We're broadcasting the show live Love there. It.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Girl, look at that body.
So, first of all, I didn't hear my applause.
Yay!
Live studio audience, everyone.
Give it up.
Broadcasting from Winchester in San Jose. It looks like the Cal Fire crews have beat down the Kincaid Fire. We're at 60% containment since
Even
we
since
last talked
morning.
About it.
Holy cow.
So the brave men and women out there fighting that fire have done incredible
Unreal.
Work. Unreal. And they're getting somewhere with it, so that's good news.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wanted to mention real quick, because while baseball's not what it used to be, the World Series did finish last night. The Nats won Game 7, 6-2. Congratulations.
Congrats to our friend Vaughn. It's his home team. He's got his Nats scarf on.
And don't forget the Niners play tonight in Arizona. So that's something to have on while you greet the peoples. Also, don't forget, we change time. We fall back this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you decide to do it.
Yay! At least it's the good one.
The good one?
You know, the one where you get an extra hour of sleep.
You try to sell the other one as the good one because you get all this late daylight.
Well, it's nice, but you lose the hour of sleep. It has its benefits, but you lose the hour of sleep.
All right.
Got to get up extra early. Uh-oh, who was that? That's you? No.
Nothing good?
No. I don't think it was for her. It was someone else's thing.
Oh. It wasn't mine.
No, it was mine.
Oh, it was?
Wasn't he?
Yeah, what's wrong with your
someone
eyes?
Someone is posting a... Oh, Caleb posted a picture of me
Caleb's
dancing.
Here? Where's
Caleb's
he?
Right over there.
I looked right at you earlier. I didn't
Caleb, stand up so everyone can see what you are.
Are you Super Mario?
Super Mario.
Yeah, that's nice.
Looking good.
Caleb. Yay. Caleb and I went to Downton Abbey together.
This is Usain's best
nice.
Friend, everybody.
Yay.
I got to wrestle that title from this one.
One of my best friends.
Get in line. There's a few of her best friends
I do have a couple of my men here.
Yeah, there's a line at the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
You guys, you can come in. We're actually having a show. You don't have to stand at the window today.
Hey, did everyone see what George is dressed as?
Oh, John McClane.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay.
Right? Yeah, right. We gotcha.
It's a good one. He's filthy. He didn't get to bring his guns in, though.
Yeah. No.
Well, neither did I. I had to leave him outside.
Anyone know who that is? No.
No.
Just
you
kidding.
You knew Deadwood.
Who watches Deadwood? Oh, it's the same woman.
The same one.
The same one person.
The wrecking ball.
Still the only one. Right. If you guys liked Downton Abbey, check out Deadwood. I'm really into it.
Very, very elegant. Eloquent speaking, but with lots of swear words in there, too. I can't actually do my full impersonation. You'll have to wait till we're off the air to hear that.
A college student named Sydney Wolf at Marshall University in West Virginia dressed up as Carrie this weekend for a haunted house, which included blood all over her. If you don't know the book or the movie.
Yeah.
Who was that? Sissy Spacek?
Uh-huh. In the movie, yeah.
Yeah, in the
Although
movie.
There was a more recent, they just did a remake of it, I want to say, a couple
they
years
did.
Ago.
Yeah.
How'd you like
see
it?
That.
I hate horror movies, please.
Oh,
anyone see that?
Come on.
You can't dismiss a whole genre of film as a movie
I
reviewer.
Get
I'm so scared.
It's for the people you review for.
The new Terminator is great, everyone. If you heard that review yesterday. Also, Harriet is phenomenal.
Okay, so anyway.
Back over to you.
She had blood all over her hair and face and dress. And after the haunted house, she was on her way home and got in a car accident.
Oh no.
She totaled her car, but she was okay. But because of her costume, the first responders thought she was dead.
Yeah.
And they freaked out. She had to explain, no, I'm okay. it's Halloween.
Did they insist on dragging her to the hospital?
No, I mean, once she was able to explain that she's care. But you can imagine the fright they had when they...
Right.
Came upon her on the scene, and we're like, oh, my God, she's covered in blood.
Didn't you tell me a story like 3 weeks ago about this girl who was dressed up as a zombie and went to
right.
the emergency room?
Yeah.
Yes.
And and they were, like, freaking out. Like, parts of her head
yeah.
were removed
did you
and
see?
Stuff.
Did you,
you
see
did,
the
you
makeup?
Showed
the,
me the,
it was like
crazy.
The whole bottom half of her mouth with
had
makeup
been off.
Had been eaten off.
Uh-huh.
And they were tripping because they were trying to fix her.
Yeah, and I think that, obviously, she could have just said,
makeup.
It's makeup. Mm. But she allowed them to freak out.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I have it here.
Oh. Oh, we got the picture? Show the audience here.
Oh, snap.
Show the Facebook Live audience. Too. Oh, yeah, that
sick!
Is.
Sick!
Can you see that? It's serious.
So when she showed up at the ER, they were like, oh, my God.
A dog ate her face!
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry
oh
about
God.
That, guys.
Oh,
I should have parted that down too first much. Before I turned it around.
It's
that
eating
was my
Bryn's
fault.
Wires.
Let's blame the new engineer.
He's not new.
Yeah, he's been with us.
Are you new?
He's our first. No. This is our first
this
time with him.
This is your first time, but yeah he's
what's new to me. You're
Sarah,
like
what's
car.
His name? What's his name?
I think it's John.
How is it spelled, though?
J-O-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total wild guess on my part.
John Hayward. And you know what? Hey, Hooman,
yeah.
Have John plug his company because he has
an
John, audio company.
Oh, John, what's your company? Yeah.
Hayward Audio.
Hayward Audio.
Hey. What's your website?
You guys. Where's my bell?
Hold on. What's Hayward Audio's website?
HeywardAudio.com.
HeywardAudio.com.
And what do I need you for? Like a party if I want a mic on there? Or what about the...
It's your special.
Yeah, what's your specialty?
Stadiums.
Oh. Stadiums. Oh.
Never mind, you guys. You can't afford them.
Yeah.
He's a stadium guy. All right.
Oh, got it.
Now what?
Oh.
What's about to happen?
Hold those for me. So, listen. Before I do this story, I want to remind you the same way I have to tell the people in my house that when you see a spider, you're all the weight you weigh more than it. All of your weight is how much bigger you are than that spider, because they're not anything. They don't weigh a thing.
You can't talk.
They're nothing to be scared of.
People with spiders.
You don't need to be watching TV and go, oh my God, there's something up there, and I am not going to be able to relax until you go get it. Can you go get that? It's way far.
It'll take it a year.
Who said that? I know that. Right. So there's no reason to freak out. There's nothing.
You can't explain it.
They don't
launch. There's no rational talking
at your throat and tear it out of your neck. No, I do.
I was once attacked by a Western style tarantula. It latched on me. I was beaten at it with a stick, and it would not depart itself from my neck.
Everyone watch Deadwood, so you get that.
Everyone watch Deadwood.
All right? It's important.
It is.
I don't know about that story, but.
So what do you do when you see a spider in your home? Do you kill it or leave it alone? A new survey asked people how they handle it. The most popular course of action was neither. People say they catch and release.
Yeah, I catch and release. I will only, bother with it.
Does.
I do. I will not touch it. I don't care about spiders. I feel like we can coexist. I don't mess with them. Watch James and the Giant Peach. I mean, the fact that he was nice to that, he needed to be nice to that spider. So then you can take a cup and a piece of paper, bring it outside, let it go. It's just going to continue to catch bugs and make your life more pleasant.
Well, so my problem is that the catch and release thing used to work when I, didn't have to always catch the ones in the house, no matter what was happening. Oh, my God. All action stops in the house. Nothing can start again until that's gone. So now they have to die.
Oh,
sorry, spiders. You're going to keep coming in, and I'm going to keep having to get rid of you.
Thank God I'm not a girly girl, because I swear to God I'm the only one in my family who's like, my boys scream like little girls. Oh, my God, there's a spider in the tub. I'm like, turn the water on. Like,
So most people say they do the catch and release and put them outside. Another percentage mostly say that they just leave them alone.
Yeah, not doing anything. I'll 19% get the
cobwebs
of
men
later.
And 18% of women, though, say they got to die. That's my house now.
Yeah.
Spiders must die.
They mustn't.
Leave her alone!
I don't have to tell you. It's a true story.
You should get one of those little vacuums. The little catch vacuums, It has like
a dust buster?
No. They have little bug vacuums.
Oh.
What?
You suck the spider in and then you can let it out outside.
Anyone else have one of those?
Who's ever heard of that? What are you
talking
about?
Oh, hold on.
About?
Someone else has one. This is unbelievable.
One. I've seen those, though.
Hold on. She's going to tell us all about the vacuum.
It's called a Bugzooka.
Bugzooka.
Yeah, you just suck it in, and then they're still alive, and you can release them outside.
Sure. Does it break their legs, though? I always worried about that.
No.
Oh, good. Great. There it is. There's your answer.
Does it work on all, like cockroaches and everything?
Oh, kill those.
You
never
catch and release
a cockroach.
Never. That must die.
How about butterflies? Does it work on butterflies?
Oh, okay. Butterflies.
The last thing you do is make a cockroach mad and let it go.
Now it's going to go get its friends.
All his friends and come,
right.
It's a duh.
It is?
It's a duh. Yeah, you don't leave.
You kill everything but spiders. Oh, well, not butterflies. I mean, I don't know what they're doing in your house.
Why are you
anyway.
Killing butterflies?
I'm not killing butterflies. I like butterflies.
I'm completely out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Use that. We'll read those for you.
Let's see here. I was looking at TMZ right now. I kill spiders because I'm afraid of swallowing one in my sleep or it crawling in my ears. You guys rock. Where can I see pics of the Halloween show?
We're live on Facebook. Look at us. Check me out
right
over
now.
Here. I'm an air marshal.
By the way, someone texted saying you're not.
I'm not what?
You're not a marshal.
No,
no,
I am.
We looked it up, and it turns out he is one. I didn't believe it either, 408 or wherever you are. Hey, I wanted to mention...
He did it! Bob did it! Look, it works, everyone! These things work! Yes!
Bring them to you.
Yeah. Oh, hey!
So... Awesome. The Organic Coup is, I believe they still have some breakfast. Mm-hmm. We're here till 9 o'clock, so if you're within the sound of our voice, you can get here. You got about an hour.
Look at that. It's 8 o'clock already.
I know. It's incredible how fast it goes. So, but the Organic Coup still has food and Psycho Donuts. We still have some donuts. You guys, there's donuts. What are you doing? How are we not eating donuts right now? I don't understand. And by the way, chicken and waffles at the Organic Coup. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. All right. We're broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.